Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, and they're free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for theirs. For their websites. Ours is free, freetalklive.com, and features there include our listening options. You've got a webcam, you've got live streams like broadband version and a dial-up flavor, plus listen lines that allow you to listen in via any phone that can dial long distance. So head on over to listen.freetalklive.com to get the details. That's listen.freetalklive.com. As we continue with taking your phone calls, coming up, we'll talk about anger and it as a motivation specifically for getting active. We'll talk first, though, to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Dale and Mark. Frank in New York, going once. Frank in New York, going twice. Okay, well, maybe we'll try Frank back later. 800-259-9231. So Dale is here from anarchyinyourhead.com. And there was this was a discussion you wanted to have last week. We never got around to it, so I wanted to make sure we had a chance to talk about it. What is on your mind, Dale?
Oh, cool. Well, my own experience with other activists here in New Hampshire is sort of what I've been seeing is a sort of evolution away from being really, really ticked off and angry and expressing a lot of anger and protests and things like that, and evolving over to more positive methods of expression. And I think things like the candlelight vigils have been good for that. They've been really effective, it seems to me.
And controversial. Tell me about their effectiveness.
Well, I mean, I don't want to take credit, but I just know that someone was in jail for a very long time, and it was a few days after we started doing daily vigils, or every nightly vigils, at the homes of the judge and the policeman who did it, that they were let out. So
yeah, it's an interesting coincidence,
and it's unmistakably peaceable. That's what I really like about it. When you're angry and shouting and protesting and. It's still peaceful.
Well, despite that,
but they love to paint it differently. You
know? Right, exactly. Despite the fact that it's absolutely peaceful and that no one is obviously in danger, at least from our perspective, by doing these candlelight vigils, the opposition, the statist side.
Well, they want to paint us as not peaceful.
Right.
And so any chance they get, I mean, you in a sense, you almost have to talk like you're talking to children. Because you have to be that obvious, because they will try to paint anything as not peaceful.
They want to act as though this is aggressive, that you standing in front of an aggressor's home with candles, holding a peaceful vigil, maybe singing a song or something, is somehow an act of aggression. That's what the opponents, the adversary says.
If something's rude enough, people are going to view it as an act of aggression. Now, I think that when you're talking about public property, people have a right to have candlelight vigils on that public property, and you know that's the way that is. But the fact is, if something is sufficiently rude, it is going to trigger that animal instinct in people that says this is an attack.
Yeah, it's true, and I think that's why we made an effort. You know, I was very particular about the type of songs that I'd be willing to sing at a vigil, and I was, you know, we were careful to not be there at late hours so that we'd be annoying to people who.
You were annoying already.
We were annoying, but that's because they were being. I think their conscience is getting to them. I mean, that we're there and basically we're saying something they don't want to hear by our presence there. That they are responsible for their actions and they're not just doing their job.
Right, and this is what the opposition will hold out as their major objection is that hey, they're just doing their jobs. You should leave them alone when they're at home. I mean, that's essentially they believe that this is threatening and that this is out of line and that there's no way, even as peaceful as they are, that we can convince this certain segment. And we're back to talking about the police worshippers again, basically, the worshippers of the status quo, the people that are just A-okay with the way things are today are going to look at something like a candlelight vigil. And no matter what kind of veil you attempt or what kind of light you attempt to present it in, they are going to continue to have a problem with it. It's one of those things where no matter what you do, you can't make everybody happy.
I am kind of sidetracking myself a little bit here, so I'm going to try to get back on track, though. But the point that
the vigils weren't created out of hate.
Is that they weren't created out of hate. There is a lot of anger You know, I see a lot of anger, and I see a lot of, you know, very well restrained desires to act on that anger. And I've heard the excuse from some people that that's what drives them. That's their fuel. That's what keeps them being activists. And I think that's kind of sad, because I think you can find something, you can find positive emotions to drive you to in a much better way, and in a way that's going to make you much more effective. I think when you're acting out of anger, you lash out in ways that might be sort of short term satisfying, mm-hmm. but long term damaging. And you know, I think it's an animalistic response, and I think we need to be having a more rational response. And what's interesting to me is I was looking at that love fear dichotomy, and I've seen it portrayed as a false dichotomy, and I you know, didn't fully understand it, and so I understood sort of the criticism of that. I think they talk about it in Donnie Darko. There's a love versus fear thing presented, but I kind of feel like I'm getting it better now, because I think there's sort of this, I'm starting to look at the positive, the sort of the things that we see as positive emotions, love being the most obvious, as rational ones. If you look at, you know, an organized, peaceful society, instead of fighting over resources, we create more resources by working together.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's almost like those are the more evolved emotions. You know, when you have they're forward looking, and instead of just being reactionary to right now, the other ones are, the negative emotions are more animalistic and instinctive. You know, I'm defending myself, or I'm, you know, you're acting out of fear, and you react instinctually, but you're not looking at the long term consequences of that action. And so I think that instead of saying for right now, like, you've got something I want and I just take it from you because I'm afraid I'm going to starve to death if I don't take your food, or I'm afraid I'm going to go without shelter if I don't take something from you, then instead of thinking in that way, thinking in terms of, wait, how can I work together with other people so that everyone has everything we need? And that is about volunteerism and a peaceful free market exchange and people working together in a peaceful fashion. And that's something that I think is more evolved.
You know, I would have to say that largely anger is something that springs from fear, that, you know, anger is the plant that grows from the roots of fear. You know, I don't think that that's true every single time.
That anger comes from fear?
Yeah. I mean, I think that one can feel indignation. For instance, mm-hmm. I feel indignation over the killing of the eight Afghani boys in the private school by a Western coalition force special forces crew. But I'm not scared of that really happening here. That would be an unreasonable fear of that happening here in the United States. It's just indignation, you know?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
But most anger, I think, comes from, you know, sort of a likelihood that something could happen to you. And the, you know, when I think about anger, I think it's sort of a natural progression in the area of getting active against, you know, some coercive force or whatever, whether it's, you know, whether you're a protester against the corporations or whatever. I think anger is part of the cycle.
But, yeah, I think you're, of course. And I think that what's important, though, is that you take a moment and think through your actions and don't let yourself just be motivated by that, because if you're acting on anger, you're not thinking about the long-term ramifications of your actions. You're thinking, what's going to satisfy me right this moment?
I agree, and I just think that it's you know, there's an opportunity, you know, you feel your anger, and then there's an opportunity to move past that. If you don't take that opportunity, you're stifling yourself. You know, if you're not going through the growth cycle, then, you know, you're stuck at anger. That's not going to get you very far. You're going to die young, for one.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not a way I want to live.
That's what I'm seeing, is people being eaten up by it, because we are essentially helpless against this overwhelming force, which is the state. Modern governments are this incredibly overwhelming, aggressive force, and we feel helpless. If we do act, you know, violently, we'll be crushed, and people know that. So that's a rational understanding that's not going to be effective. And so that just builds up. It's just, you just feel helpless.
Yeah,
you
don't want
to get
some
satisfaction, you know?
Right, you don't want to stay there. And I think there's something to what Mark's saying about it being part of a cycle, but also to what Dale is saying, if you find yourself there, you need to be aware of it and take yourself out of it. So, I mean, we've all fallen back into anger, I'm sure, even as we have moved forward into more of a position of coming from love. Let's talk a little more about it. 800-259-9231.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, give you all the features on the site for free, and those features include our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com will get you to it. And from creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you likely have ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Actually, coming up later on, after our radio show is over, we're going to keep things going online. We're going to do an extended internet-only show where we'll be addressing some objections that I was kind of surprised to hear, some of them, when I was listening to another program today. And so we're going to play some audio from those that person's objections to the Free State Project, and we'll address some of them here, as the three of us have made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and I think we all agree that it was one of the best decisions we ever could have made. I mean, I don't want to speak for you guys, but I don't think you would disagree with that. So I'm here, Dale's here, Mark's here, we're taking your phone calls. Also, we were just discussing the idea of anger as a motivation for activism, and there's even a talk show host out there that says, you've got to get angry! And I think that that's a really detrimental. I'm in entire agreement here with you, Dale. I think it's a very detrimental thing to be coming from a position of anger when you're doing activism. It's going to not only eat you up inside. The more time you spend angry, the worse that is for your personal well-being, not just mentally, but also
that's the biggest part. I mean, right there. I mean, you're just destroying yourself because you know what? You're helpless. As far as trying to react in the way that anger is trying to make you react, you're helpless, and deal with that. So you're not going to be able to lash out or lash back and satisfy that anger in a way that's at all productive, that's not destructive to you. And so I think that's the biggest part. And I'm not saying beat yourself up because you're angry. That's a natural reaction. I mean, we're animals. We're still animals. Mm-hmm. And that is, I think, an animalistic reaction, and you're going to have it.
Absolutely.
So don't beat yourself up about it. But at some point, you know, work through it and figure out, okay, what can I do productive? And that's when you have to start thinking positively. And if you are able to get past that anger and stop using that as your fuel, you can find much better fuel. You can get and the other thing I found is there's this notion that if you don't express anger, then you'll be seen as weak. And I think that's a mistake as well. There's this notion that
maybe
the police tend to be very thuggish.
You might be seen as weak by angry people. I mean, that's a possibility. Maybe you shouldn't be so concerned with how you're seen and more concerned with how you feel.
But if you're dealing with a bully and a lot of cops are bullies. Mm-hmm. If you're dealing with a bully, there's this idea that if you appear weak, you will be victimized.
I see.
And I understand that. And I can understand that completely and agree with it. But
I don't think you have to be angry to stand tall, you know.
Exactly. I think that, you know, being unafraid, and I think some of that comes from getting past your anger because they are linked, I think. I'm not so sure that anger necessarily comes out of fear and that fear is the base emotion or anything like that. I'm not trying to analyze those things, but I'm sure that they're still negative animalistic emotions. They seem to come out of the same place. And I think a lot of that is sort of our instincts where, you know, our fight or flight reflexes as animals that we're hopefully evolving from to a more forward looking rational perspective of the world instead of a reactionary, you know, animalistic response to the world.
Yeah, it's a constant challenge. The one of the last times that I can remember having to really deal with it, that is anger and shifting away from it, was when that EMT came up and stole my cell phone right out of my hand. I was just standing very far away from what they were doing and recording with my BlackBerry, and he, being very angry, I believe, at that time, walked up to me and snatched my phone out of my hands in a very violent manner and then continued on and passed it off to one of his buddies, and it took me like an hour and a half to get my phone back. I was pretty angry about that right when that happened. At that instant when he did that, I found myself in a real place of anger, and I said things that, looking back, I don't think I should have said. And, you know, I felt bad about that later on, but it didn't take me a long time to come to the conclusion that I was in a place where I didn't want to be and that there was a way out of it. And the way out for me, besides shifting my thoughts away from anger, is going toward forgiveness. I think for me, that was how I dealt with that, rather than continuing on with this angry, because when I was angry, I was thinking, well, you know, you need to prosecute that guy, and he stole my phone. And, you
and
know,
I can already anticipate criticism for that. Like, you're going to get criticized for that. I would love people to call in with this, by the way. Criticized for forgiving him.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
The whole notion of
always
forgiving him.
I'm always criticized for forgiving the government people.
And I think that, and I've heard this one, too, this idea that they are essentially beyond redemption. So there's no point in forgiving them. They are beyond redemption. Mm. They are evil to the core. They will never, ever get any better.
That's the us-them mentality that it doesn't serve, okay? It's the same as the Republicans have about the Democrats. It's the same as the cops have about the robbers or whomever it is they're dealing with. It's very easy to get into this us-them mentality. And when you have enemies, you create more enemies because people love those enemies.
Yeah, they're beyond redemption. They're evil to the core. We must crush them.
Yep.
That's the only solution.
The only solution is to love those people, and then once you do, once they can see in you that you love and care about them, then they might listen to what you have to say. But nobody, think about it for a second, nobody listens to somebody who's berating them and telling them they're a bad person. Because, you know, think about not the words that are said, because that's what the rational of us, our most rational aspect would love to believe that that's how people communicate. But it's not how people communicate. Remember, we're nothing but great apes. When you're, berating somebody in a very rational fashion with your voice raised a bit about how it is that they're behaving, then is all they see is the, you know, the gorilla throwing the grass.
Yeah, you're inspiring the same irrational negative emotions in them.
Yes.
So your thoughts are available. The lines are available for you at 800-259-9231. But once you become aware of the anger and you're ready to let it go, it's not that hard. And for me, that day when I was very angry at the EMT and I was wanting to press charges, which, looking back is something I would never do. It's just not something that's just not the way I feel like the me today is.
I think it's not hard for you, Ian, but I don't think it's always been that way. Because, I mean, don't you think that's something that you had to learn over time and get better at over time?
I think so.
Because, part of that, in order to get past the anger, you have to be able to forgive them. You have to be able to look at them and say, okay, whatever. Why are they the way they are? They've been indoctrinated the same way that I was at one time. They've been, they've been through a process and then they've been convinced that what they're doing is fine, and they keep getting that reinforced. And you have to kind of work through that before you can forgive them, and you have to be able to forgive them before you can stop being angry at them.
I absolutely agree with you, but in the scheme of things, it really only took me a couple years to make the shift from being pretty angry about the government to coming from a place of love. More coming up at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get 2 free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com, and use promo code radio, or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. We got our webcam there for you, and the chat room is built into the same page, so you can watch, listen, and interact with other listeners. And by the way, the webcam is brought to you by memorydealers.com. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to see the webcam. And by the way, speaking of memory dealers, Mark, what is it that they do over there?
Well, they offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, X2s, and they're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
All right, we continue with taking your phone calls about whatever you want. Carl is listening to WRSC in State College, Pennsylvania. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call. I usually don't call talk radio shows, but this is something that's been kind of over my head for several years.
All right.
I'm talking about criminal background checks. You know, I had a situation about 10, 11 years ago, and a criminal situation. I changed my life, cleaned myself up, you know, became a monk in a monastery, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, when I'd go for a job, all they're looking at is the $5 you stole 12 years ago, and they automatically make a character judgment, and you're out of the job market.
That's a shame.
Like, I'm a professional person, and I even went to school to upgrade my education. And the director told me, well, they ran a criminal record check to take the course. And the director told me, well, since your background check didn't come up good, there's no use you going to school and taking the course. I said, man, look, that's my decision.
Yeah,
like he was taking it upon himself. I said, look, I want to take the course. They wouldn't let me take the course because I had a criminal background check.
That's crazy.
A dirty criminal background check.
You know, I think it's a real insult to the idea that people can change.
They don't look at that, though.
Right.
They don't care about it. They make a judgment based on a couple of dollars that you stole 10 years ago. And
or maybe you were 18 and you had a girlfriend who was 17 and you got busted for a statutory rape. I mean, even if you didn't even steal something, they'll still look at you as though you're a child molester.
Yeah, what I'm asking you, if there really any kind of way around that, I mean, politicians won't touch it, lawyers won't touch it. I think that Willie Horton thing really scared everybody. Nobody wants to touch it.
Is there a way around it as far as getting a job, you mean?
Yeah.
I would say don't put anything on. What do you say, Mark?
No, I wasn't convicted. Now I answer all the questions. I was not convicted. Have you ever been convicted of a crime? No, it was no conviction.
I don't know. I mean,
you're not a lawyer and everything, but I just wanted to make the point. And I'm sure there's some other listeners out there that struggle with the same thing. I got friends.
Oh, me?
That struggle with.
I'd like to say that I have a conviction, a felony conviction. Mm-hmm. Happened 22 years ago, and I spent 9 years in prison. When I got out, I have never answered one of those questions. Sort of truthful. Actually, I haven't had too many instances where I've needed to, because usually they say, have you been convicted in the last 7 years or something like that. That was my experience. But I've worked for myself for, 4 or 5 years now. And so I don't particularly have to deal with it. But I think it's only stopped me from getting one job. And I've worked in the sales profession most of my life. But I think it stopped me in one case from getting a job. But, largely I haven't had to deal with it. But I think it's ludicrous. I mean, how's a guy supposed to get along in this world if you don't let him get over something that happened 10 years ago?
Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here real quick. Carl, are you black?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think that, Mark, do you think that's a factor here as to why you've only had one issue and Carl has had many
issues? Maybe they're
issues?
More likely to check some guy who's black for a conviction? And
no,
I mean,
the demographic here in State College is basically about 90%. 80% white. Hmm. And I know a lot of white people who are struggling with the same situation. Okay. The certain jobs you look at and you better not apply for that job because they're going to run a background check and you're not going to get the job. If they run a it's really bad. I think 9/11 changed everything with HR because you go down to like a local convenience store and apply for a job, they run a criminal history check. It wasn't like that a long time ago. They would run checks for, transportation jobs if you were a school bus driver or something dealing with people's mm-hmm. lives. But now you go to a convenience store to get a job, and they run a criminal record check. You're not qualified to work in a convenience store. I mean, it's getting ridiculous.
So you have no job at this point in time?
I'm applying for a job, and it's a social service job. I'm going to keep the name anonymous. And they're running an FBI check, and they're running a criminal record check. I haven't heard anything yet. But just let me say one thing. There's a school around here. I'm a teacher. And it was a good job. I got hired as a teacher at this school, and they ran an FBI clearance. And I told them, I had some problems about 15, 20 years ago. The clearance is going to come up dirty. Something's going to come on there. So I'm just letting you know right now. And HR said, oh, don't worry about it. You've been here for 3 months. And I've heard that one before. They called me during a board meeting in the summer telling me that I can't come back because of liability. Their lawyers were there and blah, blah, blah. You understand what I'm saying.
So, Mark, you had asked the question about the job you're applying for. Is it a government social services job?
No. It's private social service.
Private social service.
It's private. It's not government. I know the government thing. Government's not even going to look at you because I applied for the census job. And as soon as they saw that, you can score 100 on the test. If they find something, you're out.
I think it's a shame. I really think it's sad. I think it's a real statement of ignorance on the part of the people that refuse to hire people with criminal records. And as the so-called crimes in this country continue to expand to include more absurdities like, possessing a plant or possessing drugs, as we've seen over 1.5 million people get arrested for that every single year, you're going to see that more and more and more and more and more people are going to have so-called criminal records that in many cases don't even have anything to do with harming others, and eventually maybe it'll just be a problem that irons itself out because you won't be able to run a background check on somebody without popping up.
America is just creating more and more criminals.
A lot of people slip through the cracks, too, because I'm up here at a school, and there's a particular professor that was let go because they found out that he was involved in some kind of murder conviction down in Texas X number of years ago, and people were wondering, well, how did he slip through the cracks? He had two doctorates. I'll forget what department he was in. He cleaned himself up, had two doctorates, had a family. All the kids liked him, but when they found out, the president had to let him go.
I wish you the best of luck. I don't know what to say. I'm going to put the question out to our audience. If they've got any tips, if they've got any ideas as to how to either avoid being checked or handle this situation when you're looking for a job with a criminal record that's in the past. And how many years ago was it now for you?
Oh, this is about 12 years ago.
That is a long time. I mean, in many cases, I have a lot of personal growth in a year's time, let alone an entire decade. And so it seems to me that most people are not the same person they were 10 years ago. And I thank you, Carl, for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL, CAI, toll-free line. And, hey, do us a favor, Carl, if you're still listening and everybody else listening in State College, some bad news. The station there is looking at taking Free Talk Live off the air and replacing us with some other show that they have refused to tell me what it is. So if you want to save this show from leaving the airwaves, there might still be a chance. You can call up your local program director at the radio station there at State College, WRSC, and let them know how you feel about Free Talk Live. Maybe it'll do something.
Be nice.
Yeah, be nice about it. All right, so 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe there's another talk station in town we can go over there, but I'd prefer to stay where we are. So you can call in about anything. Let's go to Frank listening in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live. We're going to try one more time.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey there.
A happy Earth Day to everyone. I wanted to say that I finally did my jury duty. I called, I guess, about 6 months ago. It mentioned the philosophical conundrums regarding the U.S. violating habeas corpus, the Bill of Rights, and established domestic and international law with the advent of the Patriot Act, the Homeland Security Act, and the Military Commissions Act of 2006. So I did my jury duty. Oh, hello?
Yeah, you're right here.
Okay, I hear something going on in the...
Yes, it's the music bed. So what we're going to do is hold on to you, Frank.
Okay.
If you can, stick around.
Thank you.
With Frank's experience... with jury duty. And, of course, I'm a big fan of the idea of jury nullification, which is a concept that basically says that the jurors have the ability to judge the law itself, not just the application of the law. Basically, you can say not guilty if you don't feel like the law is just. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
As the U.S. and the world slips slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202, or visit readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line tonight. It is Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com as we continue taking your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Going back to Frank. Listening in New York. Now, Frank, you were just telling us, getting into your story about jury duty.
Yes.
You tell.
It was very interesting. I received my summons in the mail, went down to the courthouse, followed the procedures, and waited to be called, you know, into a prospective jury situation to be questioned by the two attorneys. The attorney representing New York State, and then the private legal counsel representing the client. And it was very interesting. The big question they ask is, how do you feel about some of the large settlements that have been awarded over the years? And 90% of the people in my little jury group, or jury pool, I guess they would call it, all believe that the awards should be capped, and that the current situation is ridiculous. They asked me my opinion, and I said, well, I believe that they shouldn't be capped, because ultimately every major award, the opposition always takes on appeal to the next level of court to reduce that amount, which they both agreed. And but it's interesting, they didn't pick the brightest people for those juries. The people that have the best education, the people that have the best educations, the maybe some of the better background with studying the law, maybe not being a practicing attorney, but you know, if someone had studied the law for a number of years, they really avoid that. They don't want to deal with those people. In my jury pool, remember this is New York City. I was amazed at how many people involved in investment banking and derivatives were called for jury duty. And it was really a tremendous cross-section of the entire social community, from the very poor to the very rich.
But they ended up picking people that weren't so bright for the day.
That's correct. And I remember they took one investment banker, which I thought was sort of a bad choice.
Not easily manipulated.
But it was interesting. I guess we can't reveal the details of the perspective case or the different things. But it was.
So wait, you didn't get picked then, right?
I didn't get picked. And
well,
the
then why can't you reveal the details? There's nothing wrong with revealing.
Well, the point is, it was a a civil case handled within the state of New York. And I was kind of disappointed because I was actually looking forward to serve. But when it comes to the questions regarding moral and ethics, the more of a straight shooter one is, the less appealing that is to the jury, which is quite the opposite of the quote-unquote spirit of the law in the notion of a jury of one's peers. And I was kind of, in a way, happy that I wasn't called to serve. But on the other hand, I was kind of disappointed because if I had a case pending, I would certainly want a very bright jury that could understand abstract legal concepts and integrate, you know, ethical modalities of philosophy within a real-world situation, and that sort of has that intellectual capacity for engagement that, quite frankly, many of the people didn't appear to have with their answers or with their understanding of the world.
I believe it, Frank. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the story at 800-259-9231. And I think this is one of the areas where having this kind of free market vision, this concept of a voluntary society, having a competition in the field of justice, essentially arbitrators, private arbitrators, professional courts that people can choose which court they go to. They can choose which arbitrator they utilize. I don't think the concept – I don't know. I mean, obviously I can't predict what the market's going to do, but I don't know if the concept of a jury would really have that much appeal.
Because
wouldn't you rather have somebody who's a professional at arbitrating deal with the situation than a pack of amateurs that just wants to go home?
Well, I think the original idea of a jury was to insert competition into the process. You wouldn't want the guy, the judge, who might collude with other people, this one guy, this monopoly on justice to be able to make the decision. You'd want other people who would be disinterested third parties to be able to dispense justice. It hasn't worked out that way. I've seen many cases where juries just want to go home. Specifically, I was in prison with a guy who, you know, should not have been there. I'm not saying that most guys in prison shouldn't, weren't guilty of what they're doing, mm-hmm. but this guy wasn't. This guy was not guilty. That's my
I'm
firm
sure there's
conviction.
A lot of that. I suspect there's a lot of that.
He had three manslaughter charges. The jury acquitted him of one, found him guilty on a lesser charge of another, and found him guilty of one of the manslaughter charges. If you think about that, they split the difference so they could go home.
Mm.
He had three manslaughter charges. They convicted him, dropped one, convicted him of a lesser charge on another, and then convicted him of one. It all happened at the same time in the same case. How can they do that? Well, they can do whatever they want because they needed to go home. Ian, a friend of yours, went to jury duty. He knew that he should have found that guy not guilty.
Yeah, he knew about jury nullification.
I think worse, there's so much potential for a myriad of personal biases and things that are going to play a part in it, that they're not going to have the professionalism of someone whose job it is to be focused on being objective about the case. You know, and that could be even worse, I think, is if you just get a jury of people full of personal biases. And of course, the lawyers are trying to cherry pick them to favor one way or the other, or to be easily manipulated so that they know how to play those people. And, you know, there's so many cases where there's medical cases and things where a jury was persuaded with emotional evidence when, in fact, they had little to do not evidence at all, with this emotional presentation that had nothing to do with the actual evidence of whether harm was done by a party.
Well, but before it even gets to the lawyers, to the voir dire process, before it even gets to that, they go through a much larger culling. So usually what happens is, at least down in Florida, they'd call 150 people in, or however, it was a big room that I'd gone into, because I'd actually gone into it and done it a couple of times. They call a bunch of people in, and they have you fill out a form. And then they go based on the information of that on that form and determine who will make it into the voir dire process, which is when the attorneys then have the chance to try to customize it to how they want it. So if you even make it through the initial selection, Then you face the process of the attorneys, and many people are just wiped out right off the map from the very get-go. So, I mean, if you go in there and you put on, they ask you a question like, what clubs are you a member of? And you write in there, you know, the Anarchist Club or something like that, you're done for, you know?
Well, I remember being called into a discrimination case. It was a civil case of discrimination, and it was racial discrimination. And this was not terribly long after I'd been kicked out of the military for being gay. And that was, you know, they asked if I'd ever been fired for a job, you know, something like that, and on the paperwork. And I remember the lawyer tried to have me stricken. They get a certain number of freebies. They can strike you for it without even explaining why.
Sure.
They get a certain number of them. They can say, he's gone, period. And there's no questioning it. They get rid of you. But then they can also make a case to have you removed and not have to use their freebies. And he tried that on me. He's like, this guy clearly is going to be biased because I just gotten discriminated, fired over discrimination. And the judge said, no, I was, you know, I kind of wondered about that. But so he used one of his freebies to get rid of me.
Gotcha. Toll free number here, 800-259-9231. Let's continue. Bile is listening in New Jersey. Bile, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to give everyone an update on the aspects of my arrest back in November.
Right. You were arrested out front of the federal courthouse in Manhattan. Is that right?
Yes. For videotaping another activist who was handing out jury nullification information to potential jurors. He was arrested, and I was arrested for filming him being arrested.
This is the same guy that we talked about, that is the activist that was doing the FIJA outreach, the fully informed jury outreach, Julian Hecklin. Is that pronouncing his name correctly?
I believe so, yes.
Hecklin. Julian was there with you that day, but he was also the same guy who we were talking about I believe it was last week when we played this sound clip.
If you get too close to me with that camera, I'll take it out of your hand and ram it down your throat.
It was that guy.
Oh, wow.
Not that guy that said that, but it was the guy that was doing that particular outreach that day that so upset these guards. And so he goes from federal courthouse to federal courthouse and does these fully informed jury association outreaches. Bile, you filed a lawsuit against the federal government. Can you hang through the news and tell us about it?
Sure.
All right, we're going to put Bile on hold, come back to him here in a little bit. In hour number three at 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever it is that happens to be on your mind. Plenty of time for your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
If you get too close to me with that camera, I'll take it out of your hand and ram it down your throat.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.